You are listening to Lakeshore Public Radio. Midwest Beat is the show, and we are halfway through our list of Tom's annual top 10 regional releases of 2020. This is an annual list that I put together for the Times Daily newspaper. I've been doing it for decades, and ever since coming here to Lakeshore, we've been doing it for the last 6-7 years, playing the songs. So you not only get to read my thoughts on them, you get to hear them as we talk about them. This next young lady is a little further out than I normally go, but she blew my mind, and I think she blew Jose's mind, because I know you actually came out and bought a record on her.
I did, and so, how often do I come and buy records?
That's like, right. So we got Purple Vinyl on her. It's called The Loneliness in Me, on Mal Records, M-A-L, Mal Records. Her name is Rachel Brooke, and she, if you listen to her older stuff and then you listen to this album, again, very eclectic, she rides the curve between punk, Americana, indie rock, country. Loneliness in Me is a 12-song set of originals written by Brooke and her husband producer, Brooks Robbins. So I guess it's Brooke and Brooke. That'd be a great name for their band. Brooke delivers biting and often dark lyrics in a fashion that harkens back to the early country days of like Patsy Cline, Tammy Wynette, Loretta Lynn. She's got that high lonesome delivery of the 50s sound, or maybe some very early Dolly Parton. But the songs, they sting. She's not yesterday's woman. She's not stand by your man. She's more like, hey, screw you in many ways. And we're going to play a song that kind of emphasizes that. You'll hear that sweet country sound, but you'll got to listen to the lyrics. There's a lot of bitterness in there. In fact, these songs that bridge eras contain heartache and emptiness and loneliness and bitterness. And yes, there's some love in there too. Favorites include The Awful Parts of Me, The Lovell Stockade Blues, and this one, It Ain't Over Till You're Crying.
It ain't over till you're crying. You ain't the last boy in line. You get to pay for ancient history. What you get for loving me.
Oh,
Find out more about that amazing artist at rachelbrookmusic.com. Rachel is just across the state line in Michigan, and good stuff. That if you go to her page, you'll find that not everything that she does sounds like that. She's one of those artists that evolves and grows with album to album, and she really embraced a beautiful sound here. And the cover's beautiful. It's her putting salt on tomatoes. Remember she said tomatoes like her favorite food?
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, well, that's an odd cover. It's her putting salt on big tomatoes and taking bites out of them. And interesting stuff. She's out of, she recorded out of Traverse City, Michigan. And it was mastered in Detroit by Bill Skibbe at Third Man Mastering, which, of course, Third Man is Jack White. Mm. And, you know, Jack, if you remember, when we had Wanda Jackson, the rockabilly queen from the 50s, on here about a year or two ago, Jack also was producing and working with her. So it doesn't surprise me that anything connected to Jack would have this kind of sound. Good stuff. Rachel Brook, The Loneliness in Me, and as it proudly says on the back, made in the USA. So good stuff. We're following her. I'm looking forward to future things from her. In fact, I'd love to be able to bring her to Northwest Indiana since she's not all that far away. Once we're able to start producing shows again, I'd love to try to bring her out and have her live in a studio and just get this music out there. I just love this album. Any thoughts?
I absolutely love her and her sound. That's why I bought her her purple vinyl. I don't even have a record player yet, but I was like, that needs to be heard on my record player when I get it
right.
In the future. But, her sound, it's like a slowed-down country, but it's very, I think I used the word ethereal.
Yeah.
But a better word.
Haunting.
Yeah, haunting, very dreamy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like the type of music like you like daydream to, and that's the type of music I listen to like on the regular. So.
It's got that that echo that used to be very common in the 50s because of the big spacious studios.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Everything was recorded with all the mics on. And now you can create that, and it just takes you back. Like I said, it's a music that bridges the eras from the 50s with the Patsy Cline era on up to today's indie country, indie rock scene.
Have you watched Twin Peaks at all? Do you remember that?
Do remember that.
The David Lynch, like,
yeah, it's got that feel.
Murder. And actually, what David Lynch did in like the later seasons of Twin Peaks, he'd have full on performances at the club. I think it was like One Eyed Jack's, but he'd actually have like full like 3 to 5 minute recordings, and he'd show that before the show actually started. And I can see her at One Eyed Jack's in like that weird otherworldly vibe club.
Yeah.
Like it's definitely hitting all the boxes for me.
She is very much a unique chick, I gotta say. Anyway. We are in Tom's top 10 regional releases for 2020. And again, the criteria for this was that you had to have released it within a 15-month period from October 2019 to December 2020. It has to contain at least 20 minutes of original music. Now, there was a few albums out there, a few releases that would have made this, but they were shy of some of these criteria. But it doesn't mean they weren't great recordings. But anyway, this top 10 is now halfway through. Rachel was number 5 with Rachel Brook, The Loneliness in Me on Mal Records. We've heard Schaffner, Sarver, Cowan, Messages for the Heart on At Last One Music. We heard James Guetta, Bad Things Happen, and independently released. Dave Hutchins, formerly Khaki Lyman, and It Keeps Me Grounded, another independent. We heard Dave Rudolph, The Ebb and Flow on Money Tree Records. We started off the show about an hour ago with Dennis J. Lease and State of Affairs on Towering Gringo Records. Well, we are now in the top 4. That was number 5 with Rachel. Top 4 is number 4 is Head Honchos. And when this came out, they came to the studio, remember? They were the ones, we had two of the guys sit in the hall, and then the father-son guitarists were here.
Oh, like the family?
Yeah, the father and son, Rocco Calipari Sr. and Rocco Calipari Jr.
Did they perform in here?
They performed in here.
Was he the one that had like the whole drum setup thing?
No. This was the young kid that used to be in Capernaum, and he's the producer. Good stuff. You'll remember it when we play it.
Yeah, I'll have to listen to it.
Northwest Indiana father and son guitar duo Rocco Sr. and Rocco Jr. deliver a collection of 9 original tracks and 2 tasty covers on this album called Blues Alliance. And, of course, they get some great aid in the studio with bassist Mike Boyle and their new drummer Will Wyatt. Not only are these songs well-written and solid performances, but there's great production. Young Wyatt not only keeps the beat, but he also served as the co-producer and engineer in his home studio. The opening track, Stuck in the Middle, is the only thing that we got from Rocco Jr. as far as songwriting. Dad wrote the rest of them, but it's a strong song, Stuck in the Middle. And it's one I would like to play. It's definitely one of my favorites. But I think what we're going to do is we're going to go to one of the songs on here that features Mark Landis on keyboards, guest musician, and it's called Got That Thang, not Thing, Thang, and that is track number 4, and you can find out more about these guys online by going to their website, theheadhonchosband.com, theheadhonchosband.com. So, let's take it away with a Rocco Senior tune played by the Head Honchos. She got that thing. Good stuff. Rocco Calipari Sr. wrote that, and Rocco Sr., Rocco Jr., double guitars there. Now, that's a rockin' song. Blues rock at its best. Those guys are out of Northwest Indiana. Amazing stuff. The album label that they're with is... out of New York, called Grooveyard Records, out of Rochester, New York. But that was recorded locally in the home studio of their new drummer, Will Wyatt. And he engineered, and then Rocco Calipari Sr. and Will co-produced. And just amazing stuff here. This is a great 11-song collection. They've put out one or two previous albums. I do believe they made the list with the last album. I don't quote me on that. I get so many products in. But I love the fat bass there, Jose, with Mr. Boyle, Mike Boyle on the bass at the end of that song, right before the twin guitars go mad over there.
Honestly, I think you said it best. That was rocking.
Yeah.
Rocking.
There's a lot of great songs on here. Like I said, there's 11 in all. My favorites, that one for sure, featuring guest keyboardist Mark Landis. Also, Midnight Ride, which is a great song. And then the opening track, Stuck Between the Middle. I think I said Stuck in the Middle last time. Stuck Between the Middle, which is the only songwriting offering from Rocco Calipari Jr. And as I mentioned in my print review, give the kid a little more space. Senior writes great stuff. And, of course, Senior is known to folks from his years with Howard and the White Boys, a major blues band out of Chicago. And Rocco Senior's been around forever. In fact, those guys backed up Chuck Berry a few times and different things. But Junior's really stepping out on his own. And he's hosting festivals and things now. But we got to give him a little more space in the writing department because he's a good writer. Yeah, the seed didn't fall far from the tree when it came to the Calipari family. Interesting graphics, nothing over the top, but beautifully sepia tone, and good stuff. Keep up with the band, the Head Honchos, at their website, which is simply theheadhonchosband.com. You can also find out more at grooveyardrecords.com if you want to look into the record label. But Blues Alliance is the track, or is the title of that album from Head Honchos, which ranked at number 4 out of my top 10. So we have now counted down 10 through 4, which brings us to our top 3. The next band has an album called Full Circle. And this is another regional group that has persevered for years. They're called Thaddeus Project. It's anchored by multi-instrumentalist, programmer, arranger, and composer Ted Putbus. And Ted has been around forever. I had him once or twice on my old radio show in the early 2000s when they were doing early Thaddeus Project albums. If you're into prog rock, and you're into hard rock, and you're into melodic rock, I guess melodic rock would be the best place to suggest this be seated. If you like bands like, some of the stuff Jim Peterik does, you'll like this. Pride of Lions kind of sound. If you're a fan of the Moody Blues, Procol Harum, or maybe even Greg Lake with some of his solo stuff, it's rich in sounds. It's not over the top, but it's very, very produced. And in no small part, the success of this record is due to Ides of March engineer Larry Milas. Larry is the engineer on this, along with Ted, the founder of the band. Ted, along with longtime vocalist, guitarist, keyboardist Glenn Falwarski, get their groove going. And they get some help from Chuck Nilsson on drums, bassist Jeffrey Shulo. And they've got a variety of different guests that help out, including Ides of March members Tim Bales on flugelhorn and Scott May, the amazing Scott May, on keyboards and backing vocals. And they were all here when the Ides played about 2 years ago for the 50th. And Scott May has been in here as well for his solo albums. So we need to get Thaddeus Project down here. I need to get Ted Putbus down here because he hasn't been in the studio with me in at least 15 years. I'd like to catch up with him. The album is called Full Circle, and it truly comes full circle because it's the best thing I remember from their first album, to now. Thaddeus Records, their own label, is where you can find it, and you can find out more at ThaddeusProject.com. Thaddeus is T-H-A-D-E-U-S. Thaddeus Project, actually it's Thaddeus-Project.com. And Full Circle is a great, great collection. 11 songs in all. Highlights include The Hurt, Ain't That So, I Don't Know, and this one is called Before the Dawn. This is Thaddeus Project on Lakeshore.
Wait tomorrow on the road. Never sorrow, heavy load. Armed in silence at the wheel. Wait forever, so you feel. Call me right before the dawn. Hold me tight before the feeling's gone away. Then in silence on the
feelings gone. Your feelings
Before the Dawn, Thaddeus Project out of Chicago. Amazing. I love his voice. That's Glenn Falwarski. He's a lead vocalist, and he does guitar work on there, a lot of acoustic guitars. Beautiful voice. He reminds me of kind of a hybrid between Justin Hayward of the Moody Blues and Greg Lake on some of Greg's solo stuff. Not so much the ELP, but some of the solo recordings. But with his own style. Not to say he borrowed from them. Just of that era, that quality, that sound. Very melodic rock. Very prog-leaning rock. If you like bands like Procol Harum or Greg Lake or Moody Blues, you'll probably love this album, Thaddeus Project Full Circle. Well produced by Larry Milas of the Ides of March. Of course, you've got to give credit to the other guys, Chuck Nielsen on drums, bass, Jerry Shulo, and there's a few different guests on there. Like I said, Scott May and Tim Bales of the Ides of March are there. They've got some backing vocals as well. Good stuff. That one is one of my favorites. Again, Before the Dawn. Also, great selections here. The Hurt, I Don't Know, and Ain't That So. Follow them at ThaddeusProject.com. That's THADEUS, ThaddeusProject.com. The album is Full Circle on Thaddeus Records. Jose, what did you think of that?
I really liked it. The musicality and the I like the vibes that it gave off. His voice was also extremely talented. It reminded me of like an Eddie Vedder doing like R.E.M.
almost. Eddie Vedder and R.E.M. I like that. You're right.
But it was very nice. It was very pleasing. That's the era of like rock music that I really enjoy.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I think I enjoyed this even more so having just done the Greg Lake show with his manager.
Oh,
on the Greg Lake
I love
Anthology.
That show. That was also my vibe of music.
A couple weeks ago, we did that. And it made me go back and re-listen to a lot of that melodic, proggy, kind of rooted rock. And then as I'm going through my many albums from this year, I came across the Thaddeus Project album sitting on my desk again. And I said, man, I can't believe how incredible that album project is. And again, years ago, I had them on a former station, and we had them in the studio, and they were remarkable then, and that was back, had to be about 2008, maybe, 2007, and I came here in 2012, so it had to be at least 4 or 5 years prior, and they were amazing then, and they've done a few different albums between then and now, and Full Circle is a feather in the cap of Thaddeus Project. Good stuff. ThaddeusProject.com is where you'll find them. So we are now on number two. They were number three. We're on number two of Tom's annual top 10 regional releases for 2020. And this is the top 10 that I pick each and every year from the dozens of great regional albums and CDs that come my way. I was very pleased to see a few of them come in on vinyl this year because I'm very excited that vinyl is back. I'm a vinyl junkie, so to speak. This one actually is on vinyl. It's called Turn of the Wheel on Diamond Records. The band is half from Northwest Indiana and half from Chicago, although they're all based in Chicagoland now, I think, except for Jeff, the guitar player. I think he's still a Hoosier. But I'm talking about the Steepwater Band. They've been together 20 years. Can you believe it? As Steepwater Band playing out. And in my opinion, Turn of the Wheel, which is the album that they released this year, just a couple of months ago, is the best yet from this quartet. And that's saying a lot because I have not been impressed. I mean, I have not been impressed with everything they've released from their early CDs and EPs to now. These guys have evolved. They've become amazing musicians. The musicality, the production, the visual of the graphics of the album, it's all here. This is a 10-song vinyl, and once the ride starts, you know it's going to be great. Before you even get to Drop the Needle, so to speak, you look at the cover, and it's called Turn of the Wheel, and it's got the guys in a gear situation, a gear-shifting situation. They're all walking in shadow form. You open it up. There's a rat on the wheel powering it all, and then there's it's just beautiful. It's a throwback to the 60s style with the types of fonts in the song. I've got to give credit to whoever it was that designed this. It was a beautiful creation. Right here. Album cover concept is Eric Saylors, who is a member of the band. He's one of the lead and rhythm players. We also have original artwork by Shelby Kelly. So, Shelby, kudos to you. And layout and design is, I can't really read this, Jake Kerman design. Good stuff, though. This is an amazing, it looks cool on the CD, but it's really beautiful on the vinyl when you get the big one out.
It's very steampunky.
Yeah, very steampunky. Well, like I said, once you get past the beautiful graphics, the ride really begins. Personal highlights are the title track, Abandoned Ship, Running from the Storm, and this was recorded locally in Miller Beach, Gary, Indiana, at Vigo Studios. And Jim Waters, the brother of drummer Joe Waters, is the one that produced it. Guitarist, vocalist Jeff Massey, his lyrics are well-framed, another great storyteller, another great songwriter, lyricist, framed well by the multi-rhythm strings of Eric Saylors, solidly anchored by the aforementioned drummer Joe Winters, and new Steepwater bassist Joe Bishop, making his recording debut on this album. And there's some other musical guests on here. Terry Sonny Lee Tritt on saxophone, a longtime session guy and blues guy here in Chicagoland. We've got Chris Grove on keys. Chris, for many years, was the keyboardist of the Eddie Money Band. He's based locally. We've got Freddie Gonzalez on percussion. And it's just an amazing record. If you've ever heard Steepwater Band, you know what I'm talking about. These guys are great. And this album is even greater than great. This is remarkable. Follow them at steepwater.com. That's steep with two E's, steepwater.com. And pick up this new Turn of the Wheel on Diamond Records on vinyl, MP3, or CD. However you like to listen to music, just get it. Because I can't say enough about this record. And let's play. What do we got queued up here? What number are we at? Number 10. So let's play, this was actually, Jose, you'll remember this, when Jeff Massey was in the studio, He played this acoustically, so we got to hear the song in its root form, and this is called Abandoned Ship.
Oh, I remember, this was very, very good.
Yeah, let's play it.
Thank you.
Abandon Ship. I was remembering as we were listening to that, that last year, Jeff Massey with his solo acoustic album, which was basically a lot of, some of his own stuff and then songs he wrote for Steepwater, including that one, was on that album. And I remember saying that was a highlight last year on the acoustic album with a great version. And, of course, he came in here and played it live. Jeff is the primary songwriter and lead vocalist and guitarist of the Steepwater Band. And, of course, great added guitar in there from Eric Sailors, who does a variety, lap steel. He does rhythm and lead. He does mandolin. He's a multi-instrumentalist. We've got Joe Bishop on the bass. He's the new member of the band, and this was his first recording with the band. Kudos, Joe Bishop. Welcome aboard the Steepwater train here, because there is no stopping this band. They are amazing. Drummer and percussion, Joe Winters, longtime friend of yours truly, back when he was still doing teen stuff, I believe. He was still in high school when I first met him, doing Mad World. But these guys have released a series of amazing albums over the last 20 years. And every album since I started this column, I do believe, has made the top 10, because I am that impressed with everything they do. And every year I'm like, well, okay, they had a great album last year. They're not going to top it. They're not going to. Well, every year they do. And this, I got to say, with the new addition on bass, there's a new renewed energy. Jeff's songwriting is getting better and better with each album. And I think by going back to a studio they recorded in earlier, Vigo Studio in Miller, Indiana, and Gary, with Jim Waters engineering and co-producing with the band, I think they really recaptured a sound that maybe it wasn't missing, but maybe it was starting to get a little predictable. This album goes back. It's like they've reinvented their original sound. Jose, what do you think?
I always liked the Steepwater Band. I remember saying that, man, that's a perfect like road trip music. Mm-hmm. Like, it makes you think, but at the same time just relaxes you. But they also have those songs that like get you up and excited for the future.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's perfect road trip music.
Well, like we said with the head honchos, these guys can rock. I mean, some of it's kind of laid back melodic, which is my favorite stuff, but they certainly can rock. And again, the topics on these songs are strong. You know, Running from the Storm, Turn the Wheel. These are all powerful songs. Abandoned Ship, if you really listen to the lyrics, especially, you know, as we mentioned before and we had Jeff here, a good song will stand up when it's stripped down to the bare bones. And then you add all this other stuff on it, and it becomes an epic. Mm-hmm. And we heard the bare bones version when he was here and on last year's solo album. So if you like that, and I know you did because that was a good-selling album, this is going to blow out of stores. I know it is. Steepwater Band. Man, I wish 2021 would get here. Well, it is here, but I wish the touring days would get here again, because these guys need to go out and work this record. Steepwater Band, Turn of the Wheel, number two on my top 10 regional releases for 2020. We had Steepwater at two, and then we now come to the numero uno, and I'll tell you, Steepwater, it was tough between these two, because these are my two favorite albums of the year, bar none. I can't get enough of Shamika Copeland. We've had her on the show twice now. When this was released, we had her on to talk about it. She's a second-generation Chicago blues artist. Shamika Copeland has evolved into one of the finest R&B blues artists of this generation, hands down. And even though she is called the Queen of the Blues, a title given to her after the death of Coco Taylor by Coco's own family, it's blues, definitely, but there's a lot of R&B in her style. In her style. On this powerful album, Copeland underscores the turbulent socio-political climate of this insane country of ours right now. She's never preachy, never self-righteous, but she drives the point home. She puts the facts out there musically and lets you decide, America. And the title track is an anthem of the troubled country in the throes of unrest, and it reminds the listeners about this uncivil war, as she calls it, going on right now. There's a great song on here called Catilda's on Fire, which documents a slave ship that was torched. It's a real-life story in history, torched in 1859 with All Souls Lost. There's Walk Until I Ride, which reflects on the old civil rights movement of the 60s. She certainly wears her black pride, as she should, her African-American pride, on this album. But again, she's never preachy, self-righteous, or condemning. She's just laying it out there, folks, for us to listen to and come to our own conclusions. And it's really hard to come to any other conclusion except that, wow, she's made a great point. And the album concludes with a cover of her famous father, Johnny Clyde Copeland, another great blues legend who's no longer with us. She covered his love song at the end of the album, track number 12, which kind of takes the topical and the darkness of the earlier songs and leaves you with a little bit of a rainbow and a smile that things can get better. It's a much-needed ray of light at the end, and leaves you with some hope. But let's go back now to a song, another one of my highlights on this album. And given the fact that we're so close to Chicago, she's from Chicago, and this was the year of gun violence in Chicago, unparalleled. It's an anti-shooting song. I won't say it's an anti-gun song. It's about the random, insane shootings of children in a lot of the urban neighborhoods. And it's called Apple Pie and a 45. This is Shamika Copeland, my number one artist of 2020.
Sipping lemonade, babies in the backyard, tossing hand grenades, grandpa shooting dinner, some possum and some squirrel. Last night they ended up shooting our neighbor's baby girl. Everybody's so upset, every person in the town, but that can't bring a life back. Shut down. Give me apple pie and a 45, AK-47 with a shake on the side. Don't bother running cause you can't hide. Give me apple pie and a 45. We go to church on Sunday like the Lord told us to, till the day a madman shot up all the pews. The blood flowed like water, just like cherry wine. The local undertaker said, you have to wait in line. 17 souls sent to heaven, 17 bodies to the grave, one man sent to prison. We're all hoping he'll be saved. Give me apple pie and a 45, AK-47, a shake on the side. Wasn't cool, so we ended up shooting all the other kids in school. His teachers were all shocked, scout leader was surprised. Bobby was so quiet, just a really nice guy. Can't seem to stop the funerals, though we say we care. A 45.
Give me that AK-7 with a chocolate shake on the side. Wow, what a powerful song. Talking about the church shootings, the school shootings, the shootings in the neighborhoods that leave little kids dead in their homes and their bedrooms. Powerful. Shamika Copeland, Uncivil War is the album on Alligator Records. Again, this album has not left my CD player, my turntable. I loved her last couple of albums, but this one blows my mind. It's powerful. It's, in my opinion, the best regional album of this year, 2020, and one of my top five worldwide. It's amazing. We've had her on a couple of times. The album is called Civil War. We're going to play the title track in a minute. This was my top 10. It's number one. Again, to reflect, we had at number 10, Dennis J. Lee, State of Affairs, Towering Gringo Records. We heard Dave Rudolph, The Ebb and Flow on Money Tree Records. Dave Hutchins at number 8, It Keeps Me Grounded, an independent release. James Guetta at number 7, Bad Things Happen, independently released. Spoken Word album, Schaffner, Sarver, Cowan, Messages for the Heart on At Last One Music. Rachel Brooke from Michigan, The Loneliness in Me on Mahl Records, a throwback to retro country meets indie punk. Head Honchos at number 4, Indiana's own Blues Alliance. Great album, Grooveyard Records out of New York, gave those guys a shot. Thaddeus Project out of Chicago, Full Circle on Thaddeus Records. Steepwater Band, Northwest Indian, Chicagoland's own, with Turn of the Wheel, their latest album on Diamond Records. And that is Shamika Copeland, Uncivil War, Alligator Records. And the song we heard was Apple Pie in a 45. So many powerful songs. I wish I could play this whole album for you, but we can't. So we're going to give you this one. It is the title track. Remember her words, no one wins in a civil war, and we're in one right now. You better believe it. Thanks, everybody. Adios.
How must we fight this uncivil war? Same old wounds we opened before. Nobody wins in uncivil war. Drawn, gloves are off, smiles are gone, we're all talking tough. You curse me out and I curse back. Everything we love is under attack. The spirits are back in rags blue and gray. Thought they were gone, but they won't go away. Uncivil war, uncivil war. How long must we fight this uncivil war? Same old wounds we opened before. Nobody wins in uncivil war. Sure you're right, I'm sure you're wrong. Why can't we all just get along? You yell fake and I yell real. Nobody seems to care how the other guy feels. Keeping count of each other's sins. Only problem is nobody wins. An uncivil war, uncivil war. How long must we fight this uncivil war? Same old wounds we opened before. Nobody wins in uncivil war. Shake hands and be friends.